Wendy Sawyer works two jobs and says nothing is more important than fulfilling her duties, no matter what. The Huntsville resident, who has a developmental disability, organizes bingo boards for Hunters Bay Radio and the Rotary Club for Huntsville at Best Western Hotel. I've been working for the Hunters Bay Radio since 2017, she said. I take the bingo cards out of a blue pocket, make sure they have the correct date for the bingo event, organize them into boxes, and then my boss takes them away. I do the same at Best Western Hotel. Sawyer's office at the radio station has boxes on a metal shelf. Each contains several bingo cards that are meticulously organized and lined up. Although she has no fixed schedule, and her work hours may change weekly, she always ensures she arrives on time. Every day is different, but I always get up at 5:30 a.m., get ready, pack my lunch, and go to work, Sawyer said. Sawyer said she has worked in other places, such as Muskoka Auto Parts and Community Living Huntsville. Community Living Huntsville is the bridge connecting businesses looking for employment and people with disabilities looking for a job. Community Living said the pandemic marked a turning point for disability employment in Muskoka. We have been making progress. Businesses, especially in Muskoka, are looking at being inclusive employers. There's been a shift, said Community Living Huntsville manager of supports Diane Lupton. Previous to COVID, we rarely got an employer reaching out to us for hiring people. We definitely have an uptake of employers calling us to see if we have candidates who might be a good fit for positions that they have. The pandemic caused a workforce shortage, and employers had to diversify their staff. There's a talent pool of people with disabilities that some businesses have tapped into because of the work shortage we went through during COVID, said Lupton. Employment in Muskoka is mainly based on tourism, and finding long-term employment is challenging sometimes. But more businesses tap into that work pool to fill their vacancies. Lupton said people with disabilities tend to be reliable, long-term employees while having a positive impact on other staff. But, aside from the business perspective, everyone deserves a job that keeps people satisfied and makes them part of the community through dignified work. Everybody wants to feel like they're contributing to society, Lupton said. Part of contributing to your community is working and building connections with coworkers. I feel connected to the people I work with, and people with disabilities want that, too. October is Disability Employment Awareness Month, but Lupton said support should go beyond that. Businesses need to focus on diversity in the workplace every day, not just during National Disability Employment Awareness Month, she said. Julian Orlando Chaves is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Huntsville Forester. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.